This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Jeff Sandhu, and it's been a while, to be honest, since I did a product review. But recently, I had the opportunity to travel to Sweden for a couple of weeks. The land of Swedish House Mafia, Volvo, and personally for me, ABBA. I wasn't just heading to the big cities like Stockholm or Gothenburg, but I was actually traveling very far up north to places like Kiruna and Abisko. Abisko is actually closer to the Arctic Circle than Stockholm itself. I was technically about 250 kilometers away from the Arctic Circle. So I thought to myself, I'll be doing tons of walking and a little bit of hiking, and in weather conditions that is cold, despite it being summer, and with the occasional rain as well. So what would be the most ideal fitness tracker for me? One that's also stylish enough for me to wear in some hip areas in the cities. My pick was the Samsung Gear Fit 2 Pro. And for those that's never seen this fitness tracker before, I suggest you to do a very quick Google search because it's definitely one of the most stylish trackers out there. And it doesn't actually weigh you down like a smartwatch. So let's break down the specs first. It's a 1.5 inches display with a pretty decent pixel count. Where it really stands out is the curvature of the display glass. Now we may take it for granted, but creating a curved glass like this and durable enough to withstand drops is actually very impressive. It runs on Tizen OS and it has a 4GB internal storage with a 512MB of RAM. It's got Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS as well. Sensor-wise, it has a heart rate sensor, an accelerometer, a gyroscope, a barometer, and a 200 milliamp battery that states on paper to last to up to 5 days. It's water resistant as well, so it helps for those who are active in water sports. I started my journey using the Gear Fit 2 Pro from the time I left Amsterdam heading towards Gothenburg via plane. It connected to my phone seamlessly. You just have to download the Samsung Gear app. You have a variety of choices for watch faces, but actually this is one of the very few times I was really happy with the stock options provided out of the box. The screen is very bright, it's very sharp in colors as well. The touch responsiveness is very accurate, as you might think it would be hard to use a screen like this, especially when it doesn't have a rotating bezel like the Gear S3 or the Gear Sport. But it does require less scrolling because the screen is a lot more elongated. It's stretched across the wrist. For some people, this may be too big of a fit, but for me, it was perfect. There are two buttons on the right side of the screen, one to go back to the previous screen and one to enter the app drawer. You tend to use only the back button most of the times because the rest could actually just be operated by the touchscreen itself. They're both clicky and responsive, and honestly, there's no issues with build quality when it comes to this fitness tracker. The only downside of the device in terms of the materials that is used to build this is probably the strap. I'm not a big fan of rubbery straps and it feels a little bit cheapish. The plus side to this is that the 24mm strap is replaceable and you have plenty of options or alternatives from third parties online. So let's get into using the fitness tracker. It takes heart rate measurements constantly throughout the day and it does so quite accurately. I'm no expert on this, but the numbers did seem right to me. It does calculate the amount of calories burned, floors climb, track specific activities like running, swimming, hiking, cycling, as well as a few gym activities. But what I really needed was an accurate step counter, as I knew I would be doing a lot of walking on this trip. So it's safe to say when I was silently counting the steps I was taking in my mind, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it was accurately reflected on the Gear Fit 2 Pro, even if my hands was just in my pocket or just not moving so much. It's also not just a fitness tracker. as it does have some smartwatch features like notifications, and this way it actually does quite well. Some smartwatches, they feel a little bit too intrusive, a little bit too determined to keep notifying you. Somehow I didn't get quite annoyed with the Gear Fit 2 Pro and its notifications. Whether it's text, WhatsApp, email and everything else, you can also reply the text messages if you really have to, but only through a selected of canned responses or through emojis. But why do this, right? Just take out your phone and do it. But among all the reasons of why I brought this fitness tracker compared to the others that are in the market is the battery. It states on paper I could go up to 5 days, but with my usage, I actually found myself that 3.5 days was when I had to get it charged again. And it didn't take quite long to charge to 100% as well. For a fitness tracker to last for about 2 days was very important for me, as I was going to be doing some hiking around Mount Nuala in Abisko, and you know, it did really well despite it being abused in conditions that was -5 degrees in certain areas. Granted, we'll never have this kind of weather conditions here in Malaysia, but it's nice to know that it operates exactly the same with the same kind of cold conditions too. The charging stand is a little bit cumbersome to carry around, but the plus side is that there are 4 charging pins, 2 on each side, meaning that you can actually put it to charge without worrying which is the right way up for charging. So either way, as soon as you plug it in, it's a magnetic device, it just charges. Now, should you buy this? If you're looking for a fitness tracker that is stylish, has plenty of watch faces, something to replace your watch or even your smartwatch, and it doesn't cost that much, I would actually say yes. I'm really liking the Gear Fit 2 Pro at the recommended retail price of 750 ringgit. It's a really good buy for those who are concerned about their lifestyle. If you missed any parts of this review, you can download the BFM podcast. It's available on the BFM app that you can get it on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can check out the Gear Fit 2 Pro by just going online and search for it. My name is Jeff Sandhu and you're listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.